Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers, with us here on our Paul Bunny Communications postgame show. Congratulations, Tom.
Thanks, Schulte.
I asked you if you needed a low-stress night. You get a goal that early in the game, it certainly changes how the makeup of a game, doesn't it?
Oh, big time. It's just nice playing with a lead, and that doesn't happen a lot this year. Again, what is it going into to tonight? Was it 2 out of 16 or 3 out of 16 we scored first?
Three.
3 out of 16, so do the math. I mean, last year it was like the opposite.
Last year it was 27 times you scored first.
It's amazing. It's amazing scoring first, playing with a 1-0 lead. It just it gives you it lets you breathe easy. You can make a mistake. When you're playing a sport where the first team to three typically wins, you hear me say it 1,000 times, but like that's what it's about. And scoring first it gives you a big upper hand.
Obviously, another big night for Jay Dickman. First time since 2004, two hat tricks in a season for a player. He played really well tonight, and I thought the most impressive play he made was actually his assist on Miles' fifth goal. He used that reach the defender and create that goal. But good to see Jay contributing so much here on offense for you.
Absolutely, I was happy with Dickie, and we got to get some secondary scoring. Though we had all five goals in one line. I don't like that. We got to make sure again that we get other guys obviously scoring. So hopefully it'll be somebody else tomorrow and a couple of their lines will pitch in.
Well, Miles Fitzgerald missed some time there with the injury, but boy, he certainly hasn't shown any issues coming back. He had a great weekend last weekend as far as getting points, and again tonight too.
No, we're a lot better hockey team with Miles in the lineup, Schulte. No question about it.
He seems to be a high energy guy, and when he gets on the ice, that kind of rubs off on the rest of the team.
No, he's just got a motor, and we like to play with a motor, but he plays with a motor, and that's what he provides for this team, and that carries over to the other lines, and he kind of gets it done for us that way. There's no question about it. He's murder on defense. He's murder on defenseman, and he's quick, and he just creates a lot of turnovers.
You want secondary scoring, but Carter Struthers on the goal that Dickie got the hat trick. That was a heck of a play there at the point right in front of your bench to A, keep it in, B, get something towards the net in a hurry.
Well, yeah, exactly. But, Dickie, that was a heck of a tip. I mean, just having somebody in the vicinity of the net is huge. And, we've showed so many NHL clips, and just to try to have a better net front presence, our team in general. So it's nice to see those kind of goals, those goals that you have to play on the inside. And I call it the combat zone. You have to play in the combat zone. And, no, it's not easy. It's not an easy place to play, but that's where a lot of the scoring's done this day and age, and you got to be good in front of the net.
Night two always a lot different than night one, isn't it?
Absolutely, but it's nice winning on Friday. Like I told the guys, it's nice coming to the rink on Saturday with a smile on your face.
Enjoy it, Tom. We'll talk with you tomorrow night.
All right, fellas.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers here on the Paul Bunny Communications postgame show tonight.